Football players are a creature of habit. They spend their entire season on a schedule, practices, meetings, and games. So this past week has started to get back those comforts of home, schedule, and games.
The one thing is you get to go home, you know, you get to sleep in your own bed, you're not in the dorm, the food isn't redundant, you know what I'm saying, the same old, so you get to, you know what I'm saying, get back on your nutrition and meals that you usually have, so it's a great thing.
Mankato and training camp is in the past. Preseason action has begun, and now the Vikings have taken their practice from Minnesota State Mankato to their home facility in Eden Prairie.
It's not always nice to get back to Winter Park, get back at least at night with the kids and the family. It's nice to have your parking spot and your locker and all that stuff right where you know where it's at.
Plenty was accomplished during the team's two-week stay in Mankato, but things are now back to a bit of normalcy at home. The mistakes from the first weeks of the 2016 season need to be corrected as the team becomes focused on the goals that lie ahead.
We have so much work after that first game of just continuing to become consistent in who we are, what makes us a unique team, and what makes us is just our ability to work every day and try to improve every day and not rest in our laurels and really emulating our coach's personality.
No player on the roster is given a starting role, but many of the offensive and defensive starters have been determined for the September 11th season opener in Tennessee. But there are a handful of roles still up for grabs, and these next 3 weeks will be instrumental in determining the depth chart.
We started that from day one when they reported in for our off-season program. And we meet weekly with the coaching staff, discuss each player, how they're progressing on the field, how they're progressing in the weight room, how they're progressing in the meetings. And we start to formulate, a little bit what potentially our 53-man roster could look like, and also the potential practice squad candidates that we'll keep.
No matter if it's a safety spot, offensive line, or a wide receiver rotation, roles and positions are still up for grabs. It's a hot topic for fans to debate and follow over the preseason, but not for the players. They know they must go out and continue to do their job and not worry about the positioning on the depth chart.
If it's meant for you to be at that position or at that spot on that team, then it's going to happen. If it's not, there's other teams out there, and guys got to look at it that way. Like, it's a job interview. Go out there and give it all you got. Don't be the reason if you're not making a team because you didn't give it everything. And sometimes it does come down to numbers, but for me, I don't think I've ever thought about numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, but I think more importantly, especially as a veteran, I'm kind of competing against myself. I need to play the game the best I can play it. And if I do that, the front officer or the coaching staff, they get to worry about all the depth chart.
You're always fighting. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of the season it is, whether it's in season or preseason, you're always fighting for something. But yeah, it's still preparing for the season and making sure that your team is as sharp as possible for those first games.
I've always been the guy just goes out and plays, and I don't get too caught up in, even from when I was younger to now, I don't really ever get caught up in depth chart or who's where and things like that. You can only do so much, It just kind of goes back to the cliche of, control what you can control. So that's what I try to do, is just go out there, do my job, do it at a high level, play hard, and, all that stuff will work itself out.
Preseason action is in full swing. The team is back to their friendly confines at Winter Park, and the season is starting to feel more and more real. But the comforts of having their normal day-to-day schedule back doesn't hide the fact that training camp is still going on. And with that means competition, improvement, and a need to get better each day before the calendar turns to September.
We're not trying to, think we're great or anything like that right now. We're trying to come here every day and work. And, we have a lot of good players, a lot of good pieces, but it doesn't mean anything unless we get ready to go. And you can't just jump to that step. We have to start today and get better tomorrow, and hopefully it leads to that.
It's big. Kind of give you a false sense, of what's going on, because, camp, you're kind of focused in. They take up every minute of your time. You got to be somewhere. You got meetings and stuff like this. And when you come back home, you kind of got a little bit more free time. The days isn't as long. So, for the young guys, you got to, keep on telling, especially with the road I've had, been in the NFL. I try to remind them that, hey, this is just the beginning, The games mean more. The practices mean more. You're traveling. So, it's the time that you need to lock in and really, focus on your technique and your approach to the game.